Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dude, You're Gonna Be a Dad. How to Get Both of You Through the Next 9 Months by John Pfeiffer is a practical and humorous guide for expectant fathers, written for men who may feel uncertain about pregnancy. It focuses on what a partner can actually do during the 9 months before birth, rather than treating fatherhood as a passive role. The book is positioned as a pregnancy handbook for dads, but its real purpose is broader to help couples move through pregnancy with better communication, more informed decision-making, and stronger day-to-day support. Pfeiffer draws on his own experience as a father to keep the advice grounded and accessible, using a direct, conversational approach that avoids medical overload. The result is a book that translates a major life transition into concrete responsibilities, especially around emotional support, presence at appointments, preparation for the baby, and respectful involvement in the process. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing pregnancy as the father's active job. One of the book's central ideas is that an expectant father should not see pregnancy as something happening to someone else. Pfeiffer repeatedly shifts attention from observation to participation, arguing that the man has a real role to play from the moment pregnancy begins. This matters because many first-time dads feel like outsiders during prenatal care, especially when the physical experience belongs to the mother. The book counters that passivity by giving the father a practical mission: learn what is happening, stay engaged, and look for ways to help. That framing changes the emotional tone of pregnancy, from helpless waiting to shared preparation. It also creates a clearer standard for behavior, since support is defined not by grand gestures, but by consistent presence, attention, and responsiveness. The book is effective here because it speaks directly to a common problem in pregnancy culture. Fathers are often told to be involved, but not always shown what that involvement looks like in everyday life. Secondly, using practical support to make pregnancy easier for both partners. The book emphasizes practical help as a defining feature of good fatherhood during pregnancy. Rather than treating support as a vague emotional ideal, Pfeiffer points to specific tasks such as helping with nursery preparation, packing a hospital bag, handling errands, and participating in choices about baby gear and logistics. This gives the reader a usable framework, especially if he is unsure how to translate concern into action. The underlying logic is that small, concrete contributions reduce stress for the pregnant partner while also helping the father feel more invested in the process. The book treats these tasks as part of a larger pattern of reliability. Being useful is not only about getting chores done. It is about showing that the pregnancy is a shared project. That practical orientation is one reason the book stands out in its category. It is less interested in theory than in the ordinary responsibilities that make a household function better during a demanding period. Thirdly, attending appointments and learning the pregnancy timeline. A strong recurring theme is the importance of being present at key medical milestones. The book encourages fathers to attend important doctor visits and use those appointments to learn how the pregnancy is progressing. This is not simply about gathering information. It is also about building emotional connection and showing that the father is taking the pregnancy seriously. By encouraging involvement in early confirmations, heartbeats, and ultrasound visits, the book treats medical appointments as moments of shared meaning rather than routine checkups. It also helps the reader understand the broader timeline of pregnancy, including conception, early announcements, and the rhythm of prenatal care. That timeline knowledge matters because it reduces confusion and allows the father to anticipate what his partner may need at different stages. In this sense, the book combines emotional participation with basic literacy about pregnancy. The approach is straightforward, but it is useful because many new dads do not know when they should be present, what they should ask, or why certain appointments matter. Fourthly, responding well to physical and emotional changes in the pregnant partner. The book devotes attention to the changes pregnancy brings to a woman's body and mood, and it frames the father's response as a test of maturity and empathy. Instead of complaining, withdrawing, or treating these changes as inconvenient, Pfeiffer advises readers to respond with affirmation and patience. That advice is important because pregnancy can create anxiety, physical discomfort, and self-consciousness, all of which affect a couple's relationship. The book suggests that words of reassurance and visible appreciation can help counter those pressures. This section of the book also makes an indirect but important point about intimacy. Support during pregnancy is not only logistical, it is relational. A partner who understands the emotional consequences of body changes is more likely to preserve trust and closeness. The author handles this in a direct way, making it clear that insensitive reactions can cause real harm, even if they seem minor to the father. This focus on emotional awareness gives the book a more practical psychology than many generic parenting guides. Lastly, balancing humor with direct instruction for anxious first-time dads, the book's style is part of its value. Pfeiffer uses humor to lower the pressure around pregnancy, but he does not rely on jokes alone. The tone is deliberately approachable, which makes the material easier to absorb for readers who may be intimidated by pregnancy books aimed primarily at mothers. That positioning matters because the target audience is often underprepared, not uninterested. By speaking in a casual and lightly comic voice, the book reduces defensiveness and makes advice feel practical rather than preachy. At the same time, it remains specific enough to be useful, especially when discussing common situations like doctor visits, household preparation, and decision-making. This balance helps the book fill a niche in the parenting category. It is not a medical reference, and it is not a sentimental memoir, but a plain-spoken guide designed for men who want to be helpful without pretending they already know how. Its humor works best when it supports clarity, not when it distracts from the underlying responsibility the book is trying to teach. In conclusion, Dude, You're Gonna Be a Dad is best suited for expectant fathers, especially first-time dads who want a clear sense of how to participate meaningfully during pregnancy. It also has value for couples who want a shared reference point for dividing responsibility and discussing expectations before the baby arrives. Readers will benefit most from its practical emphasis. It translates a major life transition into specific behaviors. From attending appointments to helping with preparation and offering emotional support. That makes it more immediately usable than books that focus mainly on the mother's experience or on later stage parenting. What distinguishes it from similar books is its direct focus on the father's role during the 9 months before birth, combined with a light, accessible tone that keeps the subject from feeling overwhelming. It does not try to be the most comprehensive pregnancy manual, and that is part of its strength. Instead, it offers a focused, readable guide for men who want to stay engaged, avoid common mistakes, and contribute in ways that are both practical and respectful. In a crowded parenting category, that specificity gives the book its identity and usefulness. If you would like to support John Pfeiffer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.